What if you could learn MIT's entire computer science curriculum without stepping foot on campus? Scott Young did exactly that in just 12 months. He watched lectures at double speed, obsessively tested himself on final exams, and built actual programming projects instead of attending classes. His viral MIT challenge shattered assumptions about how we acquire complex skills. This wasn't about genius or photographic memory. It was about understanding the hidden mechanics of learning itself, what Young calls ultra-learning. In an economy where yesterday's expertise becomes tomorrow's obsolescence, where college costs skyrocket while job-ready skills plummet, this approach offers something radical: the ability to master valuable skills without traditional gatekeepers. The middle class of skills is vanishing. Automation devours clerks, travel agents, and factory workers, while creating insatiable demand for engineers and designers at the top. College degrees cost more than ever, yet often fail to teach workplace-ready skills. Even graduates face yawning gaps between academic theory and professional practice. This isn't pessimism. It's the new reality economist Tyler Cowen calls "average is over." Ultra-learning thrives in this landscape. Consider Colby Durant, who turbocharged her web development career by teaching herself copywriting through intense self-study. Or Vishal Maini, who pivoted from marketing to artificial intelligence research in 6 months. Or librarian Diana Fessenfeld, who rescued herself from budget cuts by mastering statistics, R programming, and data visualization, transforming from expendable to indispensable. Yet most ultra-learners aren't chasing money alone. Eric Barone created the hit game Stardew Valley from pure creative vision. Roger Craig conquered Jeopardy for intellectual thrill. Benny Lewis learned languages to connect with strangers while traveling. Beyond practical benefits, mastering difficult skills expands what you believe possible about yourself. The confidence gained opens doors to challenges you once thought absurd. When your career depends on adapting faster than automation can replace you, ultra-learning isn't just impressive, it's survival.
Successful ultra-learners begin with meta-learning, learning how to learn. Linguist Dan Everett mastered Pirahat through monolingual fieldwork, mapping patterns without translation. Research shows bilingual students who formally studied their second language outperform native speakers when learning a third, thanks to metalinguistic awareness, understanding how information is structured. Effective metalearning addresses three questions. Why clarifies motivation, distinguishing instrumental goals, job security, from intrinsic ones, personal fulfillment. What maps knowledge into concepts, requiring understanding, facts, needing memorization, and procedures, requiring practice, underline the hardest to identify bottlenecks. How explores resources through benchmarking, examining curricula, interviewing experts, and the emphasized exclude method, modifying approaches to fit your goals. The 10% rule suggests spending roughly 10% of learning time on upfront research. Developing focus requires addressing three challenges. First, overcome procrastination using the 5-minute rule. Committing to just 5 minutes often dissolves resistance. Second, sustain focus by eliminating distractions and choosing active learning methods. Third, match mental state to task complexity. High arousal creates narrow focus for simple tasks, while complex problems benefit from relaxed thinking. Optimize arousal through your environment. Sleepy people may benefit from background noise, while rested people prefer quiet.
Directness means learning skills in contexts closely resembling real application. This addresses education's dirty secret, the problem of transfer. Despite a century of study, formal education has largely failed to achieve significant transfer from learning contexts to application. High school psychology students perform no better in college psychology than those without prior exposure. Ultra-learners overcome this by designing learning experiences mirroring real contexts through learning by doing, spending most time actually practicing the target skill. Four powerful tactics emerge. Project-based learning organizes learning around creating something concrete. Immersive learning surrounds you with environments where your target skill is practiced.
The flight simulator method creates faithful cognitive simulations when direct practice is impossible. The overkill approach deliberately increases challenge beyond comfortable levels. Tristan de Montebello tested speeches on middle school students rather than supportive Toastmasters members because their unfiltered reactions provided honest feedback. Benjamin Franklin deliberately developed writing skills by taking notes on the Spectator articles, waiting days, then reconstructing arguments from memory before comparing his version to identify weaknesses. Drilling works because learning often has rate-determining steps, bottlenecks controlling overall performance. By focusing on these components, progress accelerates faster than practicing the whole skill. The direct, then drill approach resolves the tension. Practice directly, analyze performance to identify bottlenecks, develop targeted drills, then return to direct practice. Five effective drill types include time slicing, isolating difficult moments, cognitive components, separating aspects that normally occur simultaneously, copycat, copying parts you don't want to drill, magnifying glass, spending disproportionately more time on what you want to improve, and prerequisite chaining, starting with challenging skills, identifying struggles, then learning prerequisite skills. Unlike mindless drilling in traditional education, ultra-learning drills are purposeful and self-directed. Mathematician Srinivasa Ramanujan mastered theorems by deriving solutions independently, exemplifying the fifth ultra-learning principle, actively retrieving information rather than passively reviewing. Research by Karpik and Blunt shows students practicing free recall remember almost 50% more content than those using other methods. Students avoid retrieval practice because easy learning feels effective. However, what psychologist R.A. Bjork calls desirable difficulty proved more powerful. Challenging retrieval leads to better learning when successful. Five effective tactics include flashcards, free recall, writing everything remembered on blank paper, question book method, taking notes as questions, self-generated challenges, and closed book learning. Despite fame, Chris Rock tests new material at small comedy clubs, as do Dave Chappelle and Amy Schumer. Tristan de Montebello spoke at multiple Toastmasters clubs weekly rather than once monthly, gathering diverse feedback. Research confirms immediate feedback is essential. Without it, skills stagnate, as seen with medical practitioners whose diagnostic abilities worsen over time. However, Kluger and Denise's meta-analysis found feedback had negative impacts in 38% of cases. Information guiding improvement works well. Feedback aimed at ego harms learning. Three feedback types exist: outcome, overall performance, informational, what's wrong, and corrective, problems plus fixes. Better feedback requires noise cancellation, hitting the difficulty sweet spot, using meta-feedback to evaluate strategies, and seeking high-intensity, rapid feedback. Memory master Nigel Richards won the French World Scrabble Championship without speaking French, memorizing 386,000 word forms in 9 weeks through active recall and mental rehearsal during long-distance cycling. Hermann Ebbinghaus discovered the forgetting curve, exponential memory decay steepest immediately after learning. Three theories explain forgetting: decay, natural erosion, interference, competing memories, and forgotten cues, inaccessible memories. Ultra learners combat forgetting through four mechanisms. Spacing practice over time maintains skills for years. Proceduralization transforms declarative knowledge, knowing that, into automatic procedural knowledge, knowing how, like typing without conscious thought. Overlearning through core practice, refining fundamentals, or advanced practice, higher level skills reinforcing basics, extends retention. Mnemonics work powerfully, but require substantial investment and lack automatic recall. Richards exemplifies these principles through active recall, spaced rehearsal, and relentless practice. Richard Feynman's seemingly magical abilities, solving impossible problems, performing mental calculations, were built on explainable methods. His cube root calculations used memorized reference points and interpolation. His lock picking came from obsessive practice. His physics intuition stemmed from constantly creating concrete examples while others worked with abstractions.
Research shows experts think in underlying principles, not superficial features. Chess masters recognize thousands of patterns instantly rather than calculating more moves. Feynman's abilities came from years of playing with mathematical and physical patterns, building a vast mental library that revealed solutions where others saw only complexity. To build Feynman-like intuition, apply 4 rules. Don't give up on hard problems easily. When tempted to quit, set a timer for 10 more minutes. Prove things to understand them. Work through knowledge yourself rather than passively absorbing it. Always start with a concrete example. We grasp general principles only after seeing concrete cases. Don't fool yourself. Ask simple questions and explain things clearly to avoid false understanding. The Feynman technique: write the concept at the top of a page, explain it as if teaching someone else, and when stuck, consult references to fill gaps. Feynman's greatest gift was merging tenacious practice with play, approaching lockpicking and quantum electrodynamics with the same puzzle-solving enthusiasm. Vincent van Gogh became one of history's most celebrated artists, despite starting painting late at 26 and lacking formal training. His success came through aggressive experimentation, identifying learning resources, methods, or styles, and pursuing them with incredible vigor before moving to new approaches when he hit limitations. He devoured home study drawing courses, copied masters like Millet repeatedly, and learned from other artists while shifting from muted tones to vibrant colors. Experimentation becomes increasingly vital as skill develops. Fewer people can teach you at advanced levels, and higher level skills reward originality over proficiency. 3 types drive mastery: experimenting with learning resources tests different methods and materials, experimenting with technique explores multiplying learning options, experimenting with style develops your unique approach. 5 tactics integrate experimentation: copy, then create. Start by copying work you admire before developing your style. Compare methods side by side. Test different approaches scientifically. Introduce new constraints. Force exploration of new techniques. Find your superpower in the hybrid of unrelated skills. Combine disparate skills for unique advantage. Explore the extremes. In complex skills, optimal approaches are often extreme in at least one dimension. The experimental mindset parallels Carol Dweck's growth mindset, but goes further, creating active strategies to explore all possible paths to improvement.